Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
He walks with me. He drives with me. He's with me. You know, the Lord has been dealing with us ever since we heard that prophetic word from Brother Hagin about the local church in the last days. He had a word from the Lord that in the very last, you'll know it's the last days when the power is working through the local church. And so he had been dealing with me previously on things like attitudes. He had me preach on attitudes, and then he had me preach about the black spot. Y'all remember that? Do we have that black spot? Okay. So if, in case you weren't here, my first day in psychology class in college, that was on the board, and the professor says, what do you see? And we all said, what? Look at it. A black dot. And he said, I have asked all of y'all, and nobody gave me the correct answer. That was the thing about psychology. All of the answers were right. That didn't make sense to me. But anyway. And so he said, nobody said the dominant image on that page. And the dominant image on that page is the white space around the black dot. It dominates the black dot. But we all look at the what? Black dot. And the Lord told me later, he said that that's what happens when we're down here. If we don't watch it, we will get focused on the black dots of life. Yes, there are black dots. Yes, there is an enemy. But focus on the white space. The white space to God is his goodness. That's what we just did right there. We were in position and with our faith, and we believed it and we received it. Amen. Now, God gave me a holy dare. He double dog dared me this week. Now, you guys understand I've been through two eye surgeries, and it's just because of cataracts and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So I'm on my phase where you don't bend and pick up, and I'm almost through that. Glory to God, everything's going swimmingly. I just wanted to say that word. And so he gave me a double dog holy dare as I'm seeking God, and you're probably going, oh good, well he gave it to you and not me. But no, he said give it to them. So I'm going to give you a holy double dog dare from God, okay? He's going to dare you. The dare is a challenge, and it will absolutely help you 100%. And I've already seen it. I've taken the challenge. I've taken the dare up, and it's been just a few days since he's told me this. And as a matter of fact, he says, you do this in 1 week. If you take this challenge, if you take this dare in 1 week. Now, you guys, believe it or not believe it, I'm telling you that's what I heard, and I did. I obeyed. What did Jonah say? Obey. That's how he got in that whale. Because, see, Jesse asked him, what was it like being in a whale? And he's like, you got it all wrong, man. He said, I could care less about the whale. He said, all I could think about is how disobedient I was. What does that mean? I got off on the wrong thing. And then what does it say in Jonah? It says he began to give thanksgiving. He began to give the sacrifice of praise in that whale. He got off the dot in the whale. Are y'all with me? And God walked with him and talked with him and moved that whale, moved that situation. And so he says, I guarantee you results in power. 1 week. Is anybody willing to take that challenge? 1 week. We're just asking 1 week. And he said, because it's time for power in my local church. Now, I thought it was just for me personally because I needed it. And you're going to hear what it is and go, oh, yeah, Chip needed that. And then you're going to repent for judging. So the Lord said, it's time for the local church to operate in full power, and I need them to do this. Are y'all ready? Yes. The dare is, now, for 1 week to fast. Ooh. Do you hear the mumbling and the rumbling? Are y'all ready? Not food. And the restaurant people. He said, I want you to fast negativity. And he says, I promise you, in 1 week, you will experience power like none other. Now, for everybody in here who thinks they don't need to do that, you're the first one that needs to do that. And I'm telling you, when you do this, and I've talked to people who've done it, Amy has done it, and the Lord has spoken to her about it even before this, you don't realize how much is in there. And it affects the power. And God has a plan that power is going to be in the local church. Well, what if this church learns to fast negativity? I told this to Mom as before she went to Australia. She's in Australia now. She goes, I'm doing it. And Mom has caught many things during the week. So if Mom, are y'all with me? Then I think you, Miss Holy Two Shoes, or Mr. Holy Two Shoes, or Pastor Holy Two Shoes. Fasting negativity. Being very, very sensitive to the Holy Spirit when he says, no, stop that. Because you'll trip. It's like they told me after the surgery, don't bend down. I won't. Oh, there's a... And that's how it's going to be. And you're going... But you're going to become more aware. And that's a good thing. Because on the other end of it is power. It may be for your body. It may be for your breakthrough, your finances, or whatever it is, but it's the power that's available to you. And something's been holding that power back. And he said, I tell you how you can get him to do it. It may be power to finance whatever you need. Fast it. Fast it. Are y'all with me? Are y'all willing to do the double dog dare from God? What if he triple dog dare some of y'all? He said, don't try it. Don't just play around with it. 1 week will be so visible. What was the song? You'll say, you can't tell me that power's not real. That's what you'll be saying. And that is from God. Y'all may have sang it today, but you'll say it if you be, what did Jonah say? Obedient. Obedient and willing. And power awaits. Oh, it won't take a week. You'll see it quickly. The real power. The power that we sing about and hear about and read about. The power that's already present. But why is it not manifest? And he says, I'll tell you how to do it. Tell them to fast negativity. Amen? For 1 full week, no black spots. All white space, no matter what. Somebody say no matter what. No matter if your sports team loses. No matter what. For 1 week. I'm still on my week. I'm almost there. And I'm seeing things. I'm feeling things. I'm experiencing power. And I want more. And I'm getting more. I'm going after it. But we live in a negative world. We're surrounded by negativity. You're in it. In order to get to be separated, we're to be separated people. Then we need to learn and two-a-days fast negativity. No matter if whatever the government's doing or not doing. Can anybody point at themselves? No matter if it's a bad haircut or your dog dies, you'll miss him. But he'll be in heaven. If you lose your job, listen, lose your job no matter what. I'm talking about this week. Fast negativity. And why would God guarantee this? Because negativity is not of God. This is what he told me to tell you. It is of darkness and God is light. It gives the enemy place. Negativity is a black spot. And it stops the Holy Spirit and it stops the power of God. And we need the power of God in the local church. Manifested. Amen. We need power like you're too late. Or what was it, Kylie?
Can't tell me.
You can't tell me. I told her, keep saying that to remind me. You can't tell. You want to, listen, I was in Australia, and I was preaching at this church in Sydney, Australia, and I was preaching on the anointing and the power of God. And that's when Jesus is, when he got anointed and the Holy Spirit in Acts 10:38, that's when everything changed. Jesus didn't have one miracle, not one power, not anything before that. But then when that happened and the Holy Spirit came, power, and he went about doing good in power.
Amen.
Right? And I was preaching on that. And a group of ladies jumped up, a group about four or five in the back, jumped up and hollered, woo, just, that's it, that's it, that's it. And it was when I was preaching on, you have to say, I'm anointed. I'm anointed on a level the world's not. You got to speak it. It's got to be spoken. God spoke it to create the universe. The Holy Spirit was hovering. Well, he's hovering in us, waiting for us to speak faith-filled words.
Yeah.
And when we speak words that are black spots or words that are negative, that power does, it's light and dark. They do not mix together. And the power is available for us for whatever you need. But we're going to fast negativity. And what's going to happen is some of y'all are for the first time going to tap in or get a little bit knee deep into some power. You know how you get into that cold pool? How's the water? Y'all know what I'm talking about? And then 30 minutes later, you come back and you're doing backstroke. Somebody goes, how's the water? Oh, it's great. Jump in. The water's fine. Oh. See, and they're adapted to it. We're not acclimated to the power like we should be. That's from the Lord right there. If y'all want to know if the Lord speaks, he's speaking right now. We need to get more acclimated to the power that we should be at the level for the local church. And they said, that's what we've been missing. We knew there was something.
For over four decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world on The Prophetic Witness. New episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku.
Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets, because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.